Yeah, an incident took place 10 days ago at the Tops on Jefferson Avenue with two individuals being arrested, when both of them on video surveillance being seen passing a gun back and forth. Just your thoughts in terms of what you know about this incident and upon hearing it.
Honestly, I was shocked to hear about it. Just, I think, 2 days ago was the first time I heard about it. I'm disgusted. It's terrifying how these two individuals could walk in with it is disgusting. The fact that they pointed it at two different people is disgusting. It's terrifying. I don't know the circumstances that surround the issue, what brought them there. I don't know if there was a targeted or a planned attack on Tops. It's my understanding that that's not what's considered right now. And so, I just have more questions than I have answers, to be honest.
Is it concerning to you that this is only being brought to light, I mean, to your attention a couple days ago when this happened back on June 17th?
100%. Absolutely. Because you don't know what it is. I don't know why it was kind of kept. I did talk to the chief, and she wasn't aware of it in real time either. She was not at work at the time, but it's still disgusting that, you know, I don't know. I'm just upset, and I'm sorry if I don't sound as articulate as I normally would like to.
That's fine. No worries at all. When it comes to security at the store, an incident like this obviously now brings a little bit more question in terms of security. Do you feel that there needs to be more in order to ensure that, especially that location, is more secure and that people aren't able to bring any type of weapon there?
I mean, I guess my first question is security looking at the cameras throughout the day? Do I believe that things could be missed? Yes. I actually shop there. I speak to security every single time I walk in. And so I'm not going to say that they're doing a horrible job. I just don't have enough of the facts. Like, I haven't seen the surveillance footage. And so I don't know, like, was it a blunt? Like, I have no idea how this even happened. How did they bring it in? It's my understanding there were ghost guns. It does call the question a few things. I do believe that Tops and its leadership really tried to work very hard to keep the community safe. And it's also my understanding that this wasn't a targeted attack specifically for Tops. But I don't have enough of the details surrounding what happened in the first place at all.
What's your message for the community? I don't know if you've gotten the chance to speak to any of the community members about this incident in particular, but what is your message to people that may have concerns?
I mean, like I said, I still shop there. I'm not going to stop shopping there. I'm not afraid to shop at Tops. But we have to be mindful of our surroundings at all times. So I guess to the constituents in my district, especially those of us who still internally and some of us externally deal with the tragedy of 514 every day, stay vigilant and try to show love to one another. I don't know enough about how we got to this point that these two individuals were even able to get into Tops with weapons. I don't know how they were able to pull a weapon out on somebody like they did. The police, apparently, when they were called, they showed up pretty quickly, but the fact is we could have lost lives that day, that it happened on the 17th, 2 days before Juneteenth. So to my constituents, I'm going to stay on it, and I will hold those accountable who need to be. But at this, you know, we still have to stand together no matter what.